This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The school shooting in Parkland, Florida this week that left 17 people dead took center stage for Alabama lawmakers. On Thursday, Republican State Representative Will Ainsworth announced plans to introduce legislation that would allow teachers to carry firearms during school hours. The law would require training. But as Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban, state lawmakers have been deeply divided on whether guns are the answer.
The Florida tragedy was certainly reverberating in the halls of the State House, so much so that one lawmaker introduced a new bill that would allow for teachers and school administrators to be trained in firearms use and be authorized to carry concealed guns in schools if they so choose. He emphasized, Representative Will Ainsworth of Gunnersville did, that this wouldn't be a mandatory bill, that educators could choose to undergo firearms training and then choose to be armed as another way to help keep schools more secure.
So if a teacher or a principal, say, wanted to carry a gun to school, there would be training available and they would be then authorized to use that weapon on school grounds. What's been the reception to this so far?
A lot of lawmakers obviously are saying we need to do something, and Representative Ainsworth has his supporters. This kind of legislation has been floated before, but it's never made it to fruition. And you are correct. The firearms training would be mandated under Representative Ainsworth's bill. And then if they undergo the training, they could be authorized to carry a firearm on campus as a safety precaution.
Do we think that just as we're seeing in Washington, the conversation around guns and gun regulations and who ought to be able to carry them and who shouldn't, do you think that'll continue to be split along partisan lines?
It certainly seems to be. Democrats on the House floor on Thursday, for instance, were bringing up the fact that they thought the conversation needed to be more about gun control and doing more to prevent the proliferation of guns, while others, including Representative Ainsworth, who is a Republican, and a lot of his supporters, say that it needs to be more about giving teachers and school administrators more of a fair fight, so to speak, to have a gun to react to these kinds of things if they so choose to have a gun.
In your opinion, Don, because of the tragic school shooting in Florida this week, do you think a bill like this to arm educators has a better chance of passing this session?
It certainly might have a little bit more traction given the sad circumstances in Florida. We always see bills like this resurface in the face of tragedies like those in South Florida. I'll tell you that it certainly has the State House talking this week and seems to have reinvigorated the debate.
Okay. The other big news this week is that a Senate committee approved a general fund budget. If this budget's approved, the prison system would get a sizable funding boost. Tell us about that.
Yes, Governor Kay Ivey had recommended a sizable boost for prisons, and she's also recommended a supplemental appropriation for the prison systems, primarily to help it deal with the court-ordered improvements for inmate mental health services. The Senate Budget Committee this week approved the $2 billion general fund budget and approved a separate bill that would provide a 3% cost of living raise for state employees who haven't gotten such a raise in 10 years.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's legislative news each Friday during the legislative session.